This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, good to have you with us. Alice is CMB, Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage, Bill Cosgrove Company. She's here with this week's Legislative Update. Alice, looking forward to seeing you here this weekend and having you at the sound booth with me, recording all these interviews with all these powerful women. But what you got for us on the regulatory update?
Well, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to heading to Austin for the conference. It's always a great event to, you know, get to catch up with everybody. Well, a little known rule went into effect on October 9th. Was really just going to affect a lot of portfolio lending. But, you know, as loan officers, I know we have a lot of loan officers who listen to this podcast. You wonder, you know, how come one lender can do something that I can't? And so I thought, well, it might be worth pointing this out because I haven't talked about appraisals in a really long time. So this little rule essentially says that if the property is valued at $400,000 or less, an appraisal is no longer required. And obviously, it has the caveat that the lender is still required to have safe and sound banking practices. And all this comes from the FDIC, the OCC, and the Federal Reserve. So it's really related to the banks that many independent mortgage bankers compete with out there. So this particular small little rule really is only going to apply to their portfolio loans, nothing that they're going to sell to Fannie or Freddie. Could be big bank, small bank, but whenever you might have that deal where someone's going, hey, if I go over here, they're telling me I don't need an appraisal, and when you're running DU and LP, you're getting that you need an appraisal all day long, it's most likely some type of a portfolio product that you're competing with. Most lenders aren't going to do it for an end loan, but you never know, but certainly gives them an option for HELOCs. So with that, I just wanted to give everybody that little piece that kind of slipped under there. The prior number was about $250,000, and now it's changed all the way up to $400,000. So you might run into it a little bit more. While I was out there checking about appraisers, you know, we talk about the age of appraisals. I thought, well, I'd love to know what the facts are. So the beginning of this year, the Appraisal Institute published that there are about 78,000 appraisers, and literally 70% of them are over, here's my age thing, are 71% are over age 51. 71% of appraisers are 51 or older. And that is also the same group who has the most experience. So when you look at the number of years of experience, that group obviously has any more than 15 years experience. And then the experience just disappears. So it's not just an age problem, it's not many people have that many years' experience, and we're going to lose a lot of that in the coming years. So a couple of quick tidbits there on appraisals. Last but not least, I wanted to throw in a comment about Rob Van Rathborst's report, where he mentioned about Kathleen Craninger reporting, and I want everybody to recognize it's the first time publicly in a big forum we've heard the word extension for the QM patch. So
yes.
I kind of like, we said that last week where we started talking about this, you know, with the that we should probably plan that. We don't want to plan for an extension, but it, this late in the game to try and come up with a solution that's a little further along, looks like an extension in our future.
I would guess it is, without a question.
So, Dave, back to you.
Thank you, Alice. Looking forward to getting together with you both at the table and just spending some good time. I appreciate you so much for being here. Say hi, Bill. And for those of you who did not listen to last week's interview that we had with Bill Cosgrove talking about leadership and what he's doing for his company and then also his involvement at Empower, it is very inspirational, some of the stuff he's doing. I really love the leadership he brings, the innovation he brings. You're with a great leader and a great company, Alice, and I'm so grateful we have the friendship that we do between all of us. Appreciate it so much. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank, the MBA, Lenders One, as well as the Mortgage Collaborative, and CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders America, Velma, as well as Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.